Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast. We're your host, Diamond and Silk, and Silk Old Silk.
Diamond Old Diamond.
Okay, a lot of stuff done jumped off, but we do want to talk about a subject this week, right?
Yes, yes.
But before we even get started, you all, I want you to stop right now.
Stop.
And I want you to subscribe to this podcast. So each time Diamond and Silk, we drop a new episode, You will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at Diamond and Silk Bookstore.com.
And if you would like to sponsor this podcast, feel free to email us at info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to check us out over there on Chatit, Chatdit.com.
Okay, Silk.
Yeah.
We know a lot of things is happening in the country, but there is this here video that we came across with Representative Jim Jordan. And he was talking to Dr. Fauci.
Flip flop Fauci.
Yes, honey. And you know what? We gonna have to break this video down.
Yes, we are.
I really wish I was up in the room.
Yeah.
Up in Fauci's face, because I want to know some answers to some of these questions that Jim Jordan was asked.
That's right. And we have more questions for him.
That's right. So I know that we're in the midst of a pandemic.
Yeah.
And now it looks like cases are going up in different states like Michigan. You know, it's really ironic that these cases only tend to rise in these liberal states or liberal cities.
And also the states where there's mask mandates, the cases are going up. The states where there's no mask mandates, the cases are going down.
So isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
Another thing that I noticed is that whenever you get vital information off of different websites, reputable websites, social media, if it does not go along with their narrative, they want to stop you and block you.
That's right.
So my deal is, are they now the new scientists? So should we believe in social media and social media and how they doctor and not believe in the actual doctors? Now, it was really hard for me to believe in Fauci.
That's
because
right.
He done flip-flopped on everything, you all.
Yeah.
I can't believe one thing that he say no more.
Nah.
I can't believe one thing that he done say it.
He been flip-flopping for at least a year that we know of.
A whole year? And everybody is getting tired of it. Everybody is getting tired of the foolishness.
And getting tired of him.
That's right. Okay. So, but I want to play some clips, you all, so that we can break it down.
We got to break this down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want y'all to take a look at this.
Well, in your written statement, you say now is not the time to pull back on masking, physical distancing, and avoiding congregate settings. When is the time? When do Americans get their freedom back? Can you put your microphone on, please?
Sorry. When we get the level of infection in this country low enough that it is not a really high threat.
What is low enough? Give me a number. We had 15 days to slow the spread, turned into 1 year of lost liberty. What metrics, what measures, what has to happen before Americans get their freedoms back?
My message, Congressman Jordan, is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can, to get the level of infection in this country low that it is no longer a threat. That is when.
Okay, so I want to know why in the entire Zuck, do he want everyone to take the jab? Because I think close to 100 million people done already took that jab.
You see
what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And the cases are low. The levels are low enough. So what are you all stalling for?
That's hello.
Okay.
And he's talking about the level of infections that was being transferred, right?
Right.
Here is my deal on that. We have therapeutic medicines.
Come on.
That have been scientifically proven to work against the spread of this particular virus.
But here's what I want to know.
Uh-huh.
How is this a threat when it has a 99% recovery rate?
Come on.
Okay.
Then what about
all the other diseases that are actually a threat in this country, out of this country, around the world, but we don't have to mask up for it? We don't have to social distance for that.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to stay locked up in our houses for that.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm talking about, Silk?
I see what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And Representative Jordan, he asked a question. He wants to know, when do we get our freedoms back?
When do we get them back?
Let me tell you when we get our freedoms back. When we take our freedoms back.
We're going to have to take it back from this mofo.
Who died and made Dr. Fauci the freedom-taking man?
Well, here's the deal. The freedom-taking man, I'm starting to question his credentials.
Yeah.
What type of scientist? A mad scientist? Is that what he is?
What is
type of scientist is he to go along with this flawed data is what it is.
That's right.
He's been feeding us flawed data and none of it makes sense.
And let me tell you something. You know, Representative Jordan, the first thing that you need to do to get your freedom back is remove that mask.
That's right.
Take it from your face.
That's right.
Don't comply with this lie. Mm-hmm. Because as long as Americans continue to go along with this, they're going to continue to move the goalposts. You said 15 days. 15 days.
It's turned into a whole year.
Over a year. Yes. And you still talking about when we lower the level of infection, when this here, when that right here. Let me tell you something. God gave us a gift called an immune system.
Come on.
And let's let our immune system do what it's intended to do. Stop trying to block what my immune system was built for.
And another thing, if God intended for people to wear masks, he wouldn't have created us nostrils.
That's right.
Now, here is my thing. I don't care who wear a mask.
Yeah.
Just don't force that upon the people. I see people walk around with two masks looking like they choking and like they suffering.
I don't care if you wear a box of masks. let me tell you something. The way that our bodies is created and was created, you can get bacteria pneumonia from that, and I'm going to say allegedly because I don't wear the mask and I didn't catch it from that. But according to data and the scientists, you can get that.
A box of mask, a box of chocolate, don't none of it make sense.
Uh-huh.
But hey, guess what? This ain't all, y'all. Uh-huh. Take a look at this.
When?
I'm sorry.
What? What measure? What, I mean, are we just going to continue this forever? Or when do we get to the point? What measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying and going to the hospital.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
See, I'm like Congressman Jordan.
Yeah.
When?
Uh-huh.
When Fauci see fit? When Fauci gets ready to do something?
Uh-huh.
When Fauci want to do something?
Uh-huh.
When are we going to get our liberties and our freedoms back?
That's right.
And see, let me tell you something. He said that he's trying to prevent people from dying.
How?
You already killing them.
Uh-huh.
Because people are committing suicide because of your draconian measures that you're putting in place.
That's right.
And people do not like this.
Especially for a virus with a 99.997% recovery rate.
And also, do people understand, when have Fauci ever treated a COVID patient?
When?
How would he know? You see what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I hear him talk about everybody getting vaccinated, my deal is, this vaccine is not even FDA approved, but the very therapeutic medicines are FDA approved, but you restrict that from the American people. So what's really going on here?
That's right. I think this is like an emergency vaccine.
Well, okay, so the emergency was 15 days to slow the spread, right?
Right.
All right, then we got another 30 days, okay?
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. After that 30 days, what's supposed to have happened, okay, was our General Assembly was supposed to go in to make up certain rules if they wanted to extend the emergency.
Right.
Okay.
So, but when I talk about the emergency, I'm talking about the vaccine.
I'm going to come around.
Okay, come on. You're going to circle back. Because they don't circle back.
I'm almost there.
They always circle back on something. Go ahead.
So now they said, okay, we got to have the vaccine because what they did is they extended this here to say we have to have the vaccine,
right?
Even though it wasn't legally done, okay, not by the law, but still Americans went along with it,
right?
All right. So now that the vaccine is here and they're saying they're using it for emergency use,
right?
Emergency purposes. That means it's not FDA approved. They're just using it for emergency purposes. But There's particular therapeutic medicines that's been FDA approved. Why couldn't they just use that? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. It just makes me wonder, what kind of doctor is Dr. Fauci? I'm looking at this is weird.
I hear you say that, but you got to also remember that back in 2015, $3.7 million of American tax dollars was sent to the Wuhan Institute, okay, of Virology there in Wuhan, China, to study this. Who sent that money over there? Dr. Fauci, because he was the head of the NIH, okay? The National Institute of Health, okay? So with him being over that and sending that, now, here's the kicker that a lot of people don't understand. Here in America, right there in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, when they were studying this particular virus, they was like, oh, this is too dangerous. We got to stop this. So during the Obama-Biden administration, they put a moratorium on this and say, cease. We can't do this study here. But oh, no, Dr. Fauci picked it right on up, sent $3.7 million of American tax dollars over to Wuhan, China, to continue the study on these particular viruses. Now, all of a sudden, the virus have escaped from China.
You know, Fauci need to be arrested for crimes against humanity. And now, a word from our sponsor. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Listen.
We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election. So we must support him.
That's right.
Now that's Mike Lindell. So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com, purchase anything on the site, and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to mypillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at mypillow.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to mypillow.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Today's show is being brought to you by Baby Mama Health Supplements.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you guys feel like you need a cleanse or a detox after 2020?
Do you?
Like all that stress, tension, and negativity just got you feeling exhausted.
Or maybe you put on pandemic pounds and need a reset.
You're right, Silk. I'm starting to look like a well-rounded apple around in my midsection. Well, our new sponsor has just released an all-natural vitamin set that will help your body get back on track. I love that.
That's right.
Baby Mama's Bundle Cleanse contains an all-natural liver and colon cleanse that works together to eliminate toxins, waste, and stored fat. So head over there to babymama.online. And look for the Bundle Cleanse.
That's right.
Don't forget to use code DS21 to save 20% off your entire purchase.
That's babymama.online.
But that's not it.
Yeah.
Let's continue on with the conversation. Take a look at this, y'all.
But
I disagree with you on that.
You think the Constitution is suspended during a virus, during a pandemic? It's certainly not.
This will end for sure when we get the level of infection very low. It is now at such a high level, there's a threat again of major surges.
Dr. Fauci.
Such a high level? Where's the high level at?
Where?
What? Show me the high level.
Show me the
is
data.
Is it based on your flawed data? Flip-flop, falsy, falsy?
Is it?
Is it? You're talking about high level. Now, see, people die of all kinds of things.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? At a high level.
At a high level.
But now all of a sudden, he's saying that it's too many people that have this. But remember, it's a 99% recovery rate.
Yeah.
You all, this man, something's up here.
Well, see, when you talk about that 99% recovery rate and people are getting vaccinated, they're saying that it's only going to last 6 months.
That's right, and they got to take the jab again. And my thing is, here's what I say about that.
Uh-huh.
Don't say, I'm going to do my research on the jab, because guess what? You are the research.
Oof.
Yeah, you are the research.
Yeah.
You are, let me tell you something. Make your own choices, but none of this makes sense. You got people wearing masks, but you claim that the COVID cases are going up.
Going up.
Well, what's the reason for wearing masks? Maybe, because, like, it doesn't make no sense.
Yeah, because if masks really work, why you still wearing
them? Why you still wearing
them? If lockdown still work, why we still locked down?
If social distancing was working and the masks was working, there should be no spike.
That's right.
Somebody is lying here.
Yes.
And it ain't Judith. But it looks like we have a doctor or a scientist, whatever you want to call him, betraying the American people.
That's right.
I'm just telling you what it looked like to me.
This is what it looked like to us. Because when you say scientist, the first thing I think of is Frankenstein.
But that ain't all.
That ain't all.
Take a look at this.
Over the last year, Americans' First Amendment rights have been completely attacked. Your right to go to church, your right to assemble, your right to petition your government, freedom of the press, freedom of speech have all been assaulted. I mean, for a year now, Americans haven't been able to go to church. Even today, when they go to church, they're limited in the size of worshipers who can meet.
Now, see, so here's what I don't understand.
Uh-huh.
How are they limiting the amount of people that can be in church?
Uh-huh.
But you okay with the people out there, however many thousands of people out there protesting?
Protesting.
You okay with all of these migrants coming in or these illegal aliens coming in the border? They close together.
Really?
I don't see no social distancing.
No, I don't.
I don't see no masks. You got them locked up in cages and wrapped in foil. How is that stopping the spread?
That's right.
Yeah, our freedoms are being invoked upon here.
Uh-huh.
And this mess has got to stop.
It's got to stop because you're overstepping.
Right.
You're not supposed to infringe upon somebody's civil liberty.
That's right.
Okay, I don't care about the virus. You're not supposed to overstep. And what you have done is overstep your boundaries.
Uh-huh.
You overstep the boundaries of our religious civil liberty.
That's exactly what you did.
Yeah.
But that ain't all they've overstepped. Mm. Take a look at this, y'all.
Your right to assemble? Oh, my goodness. We had a curfew last fall in Ohio. You had to be in your home at 10. In Pennsylvania, you had to be in your home. When you're in your home, you had to wear a mask. In Vermont, when you're in your home, you didn't have to wear a mask, Dr. Fauci, because you weren't allowed to have people over to your house.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They put us on this so-called curfew.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not no little teeny bopper.
No, we not.
I'm not children. No teenager.
That's right.
I'm a grown-ass woman.
Uh-huh.
Why you putting us on a curfew?
Uh-huh. And how do the virus know what time the curfew ends?
That's right.
Or begins.
Right.
Huh?
The only way that can happen is if somebody making this stuff happen.
That's right.
And Fauci, all 8 of our eyes are on you. Something is up here.
Uh-huh.
And I believe, in my humble opinion,
yes,
I can have an opinion.
We can still have an
because
opinion.
Because we do still have a constitution.
That's
and
right.
And the First Amendment give me that right to have an opinion.
Uh-huh.
But I really believe that Fauci, in my humble opinion,
humble.
I can say allege. That he part of the deep state snake too.
Oh, he is.
You got to be part of some deep state stuff.
Yes.
Allegedly. To want to put the country through this. You all got something up your sleeve.
That's right.
The White House looked dark.
Mm-hmm.
This man looked dark.
Uh-huh.
Everything looked dark and bleak.
Yep.
And he want to keep people in the dark.
In the dark.
Keep your mask up. Keep you in your houses and giving you curfews.
Uh-huh.
He still ain't explaining how all of this is stuff. Making sense. Because none of it make no sense.
None of it. Mm-hmm.
And you all got to stop being like sheep led to the slaughter.
Come on.
You all got to open your eyes and you got to wake up here. Something is wrong. Something is out of order.
That's right.
You sitting up here afraid
of
something with a 99% recovery rate.
Yep. Hiding from something you can't see and running from something that's invisible.
You sitting up giving up your freedoms
your
and your
freedoms.
Liberties because this little doctor said, well, we have to wait until everybody get vaccinated.
Girl. Do you know what's in the vaccine?
I don't give a damn what's in it.
Well,
I think a vaccine should be of who want it.
Well, can we look at the flu for a moment?
Come on.
Do you know whenever you got the flu shot, they gave you a little bit of the flu?
Right.
So that your body can get immune to it.
That's right.
What you think they're giving you in the vaccine?
Y'all scared of COVID and they giving it to you, huh?
You
scared of COVID and they giving you COVID.
You running from it and you running to it to get jabbed with it.
Oh, gosh.
Do that even make sense?
Sheep being led to the slaughter. You don't listen. You don't pay attention. You go along to get along.
Yep.
You go along with the fake news media and their narrative.
And their narrative.
And I'm not telling you not to take a vaccine. I'm telling you to do what's best for your family.
Right.
But what's appalling to me is when you have this little doctor here sitting here talking about, I'm waiting for everyone to take the vaccine.
And for the levels of infection to go down.
Everybody don't want to take the vaccine. As a matter of fact, I'm hearing that it's stalled. That a lot of people ain't taking it now because, I don't know, I think about close to 100 million has taken it, but that's all they want to take it.
But if you're giving people the vaccine, because I think over a million something have already taken the vaccine, am I right?
Close to 100 million.
All right. So if you're giving them a little bit of the
COVID.
Uh-huh. Then guess what?
What?
There's a possibility they can test positive for COVID. So is that number being added for everything to all of a sudden be high?
You never know.
The levels to be high?
You never know. They may be inflating it.
BS is what I call
this.
That's
exactly what.
Straight BS.
That's what it is. Yeah. Oh, but that ain't all the BS. Come on, let's take a listen to this.
Well, for a year, American citizens haven't been able to come to their capital to petition their government, to talk to their representatives, and freedom of the press. These very pictures that Representative Scalise just showed you and talked about, guess what? The press isn't allowed in those facilities. The press is not, the Biden administration will not let the press in there. And certainly freedom of speech. I mean, governor of our third largest state meets with physicians, and that video is censored because they dare to disagree with Dr. Fauci. So I just want to know, when do Americans get their First Amendment liberties back?
You know, I don't think anything was censored because they felt they couldn't disagree with me. I think you're making this a personal thing, and it isn't.
Did you hear what he said?
I heard.
Okay, you making this a personal thing. It is personal.
That's right.
Because you are invading my personal space.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you take and try to lock me down, want me to put a muzzle over my face where I can't breathe, where I can't speak, where I can't talk, where y'all can't do it because I don't wear that mask over my face.
Right.
But whenever you see that going on in our country, it is personal to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is personal when you want to track us and when you're telling all of us to get the jab instead of allowing us to use therapeutic medicine.
That's right.
And another thing, I'm not no doctor neither, and I disagree with Dr. Fauci.
That's right.
Because he flip-flopped on everything. We need
a second, third, fourth, and a fifth opinion when you're dealing with Dr. Flip-flop Fauci. Okay?
And one more thing. Can we stop using his recommendations?
Because
his recommendation has tanked our economy.
Yes.
Has tanked businesses.
Yes.
Got people locked in their houses.
Yes.
And about to tank the government because they can't keep giving out all of these trillions of dollars in stimulus payments.
That's right.
People, it's time for them to take their asses back to work.
That's right. And to censor Ron DeSantis, the video that the Florida governor did with the doctors talking about these lockdowns and how they're not benefiting we, the American people. Now, Florida, okay, did not go along with all of these different measures.
Right.
And their rate is low. But when you have somebody like Michigan that have locked down their citizens, have masked up their citizens, now their rate is high.
Right.
Okay? So to censor that, just to censor that alone, it's like you're pushing this communism, this communist regime on we, the American people. Now, the other day,
come on,
I said something and mentioned something about our children shouldn't be in all of these masks.
No,
I don't think that they should be in these masks,
right,
especially when the so-called scientists have said that our children is not susceptible to this particular virus.
Right.
Then why are you subjecting them to wearing something that could possibly or probably make them sick or
cause another ailment
or cause an illness whenever they're not even susceptible to this particular virus?
Right.
So what I did is I post something with the link to the health facility that does the hypotheses on these particular things, such as the mask.
Right.
And with that being blocked and being censored, I asked the question, why don't you people want other people to have options out there?
Because they all, to me, my humble opinion, uh-huh. is part of this deep state snake situation.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you something.
Tell me.
If it comes out that Fauci,
yep.
and these social media platforms that are censoring science.
Yeah.
I'm talking about real science where yes. it makes sense.
Yep.
Protocols that we normally go by.
Go by.
All of these people should go to jail for crimes against humanity.
That's right.
You're pushing this here on the whole, not just the United States, but on the whole world. Because whatever the United States do, other people follow.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I see here. Somebody is lying about something.
Yep.
And it's time for you all of you all, to come clean.
The jig and the gig is up.
It's up.
That's right.
Uh-huh. But you know that ain't it.
That ain't it.
Take a look at this.
I'll give you one instance of when we can get our liberties back. It's when 90% of the members of the United States Congress get vaccinated. Well,
okay, look at him acting like a slave.
Uh-huh.
They talk about, oh, we feel like we need some equality.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we shall overcome.
Uh-huh.
But he going along with this slave mentality. You can get it,
yeah,
but you don't take and tell everybody 90% of Congress can get it before you all can operate it.
Yeah.
Or can operate Congress.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's right.
And that coming from a black man that happens to represent the people, I believe, of South Carolina is sickening. I wouldn't listen to nothing.
Nothing.
He said. Not
a
nothing.
One word.
But that ain't all, y'all.
That ain't it.
Take a look at this.
That's what I'd like to know. Give us some objective standards versus when certain things get reached, we might be able to get back to having our liberty. When? What are the numbers?
Well, you're going to see a gradual, right now we're at an unacceptably high level. On a daily basis, it's unacceptably high, regardless of who you are. What you're going to see as more and more people get vaccinated, and we get over 3 million people a day, you're going to see the level of infection come down and down, and gradually there will be more flexibility for doing the things that you're talking about.
You see, Diamond, now this is the type of mess that pisses me off.
Come on.
Because you don't own us.
Right.
You don't get to tell me when and where I can go. You don't own us.
Right. Uh-huh. And they got this one little man running the whole show.
Yeah.
And then you have the I guess these here so-called the little black leaders sitting up, going along with this draconian measures, putting this mess in place.
Uh-huh.
You got black people that need to go back to
work.
Okay? Because if not, these illegal aliens gonna take their jobs.
Come on,
you know it and I know it.
You don't own us. You don't own America.
Yeah.
All of this different hoopla that you people done put in place.
You don't get to tell us what we can do, how we can sit.
That's right.
Where we can go.
That's right.
How we need to look. Do that for yourself.
That's right.
Mask your own self.
Yes.
I don't give a damn if you wrap yourself up in bubble wrap.
Uh-huh.
If that makes you happy, you do it.
That's
right. But don't pass that BS along to the rest of us that don't want to do it.
That's right.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
But that ain't all.
That ain't it.
Take a look at this.
Get to. When it comes down, what number do we get our liberties back? Tell me the number. Tell me the number.
When 90% of the members of Congress get vaccinated.
But you're not a doctor, Mr. Clyburn. He is. What is the number?
I can't
Thank you for recognizing me, Mr. Clyburn. Thank
you. Chair now recognizes for 5 minutes.
I'd like my question answered.
Ms. Maloney.
Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time.
Regular order.
No, just a moment.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want you to answer my question. The American people want Dr. Fauci to answer the question. What does it have to be?
Expire, sir. If you need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
No, Miss Maxine.
Mm-hmm.
Your time has expired.
That's right.
You need to shut your mouth.
That's right.
Somebody need to question this little scientist for having us do all of this ignorant stuff that don't make sense. And it's messing with people's health.
That's right.
Now, you all say you want to slow the spread.
Uh-huh.
But the mess that this man, Fauci has put in place, it ain't slowing
it
no
ain't
spread.
It ain't slowing it.
Because according to him, the cases are rising.
That's right.
So you need to be questioning him, and you also need to be questioning him about why they are not allowing people to use therapeutic medicine.
That's right.
Because everybody don't want the jab.
That's right.
Now, maybe you want it.
Maybe you want it.
Clyburn, he can get it.
Uh-huh.
But the rest of us don't want it.
Diamond and Silk don't want that.
So you have to figure it out for yourself.
That's right.
But stop telling people to shut up.
Yeah.
Because really, you the one that needs to shut up.
That's right.
And listen.
And pay attention.
And do some research.
That's right.
Unless you're going along with this deep state stuff too.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what it appears like. It appears like that.
I keep hearing the word population control.
Uh-huh.
I keep hearing the word population control.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be interesting to see how all of this play out.
That's right.
Because ain't none of this making sense.
It's not making sense.
Let me tell you something. We are American Silk.
Yes, we are.
We have freedoms in this country.
Yes.
I've said it one time and I'll say it again.
Uh-huh.
When people run to this country,
yeah,
they run or come to this country because they have a place to run to.
That's right.
If we don't stand up for our freedoms, where are we going to run?
Where?
People are upset
about
this officer for having his knee on George Floyd's neck.
Uh-huh.
But look at how these people, even these black congressmen, how they have their knee on the American people neck.
That's right.
We're not your slave.
Hello?
You ignorant slave drivers. We ain't your damn slaves.
Yeah.
We are American.
That's right. Even though the Democrat Party is the party of slavery.
We're not your slaves.
We're not your
You
slave.
Want to enslave somebody and slave yourself and your family, but leave the rest of us the heck alone.
That's right.
Thank you so much for joining the show. Listen, make sure you stop right now. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification.
Uh-huh.
And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to become a sponsor of this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to join us on Chatit. chatdit.com. Don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
Listen, we was just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We call it the 2-1-1 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast. Bye-bye. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Today's show is being brought to you by Baby Mama Health Supplements.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you guys feel like you need a cleanse or a detox after 2020?
Do you?
Like all that stress, tension, and negativity
just
got you feeling exhausted.
Or maybe you put on pandemic pounds and need a reset.
You're right, Silk. Uh-huh. I'm starting to look like a well-rounded apple around in my midsection. Well, our new sponsor has just released an all-natural vitamin set that will help your body get back on track.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
That's right.
Baby Mama's Bundle Cleanse contains an all-natural liver and colon cleanse that works together to eliminate toxins, waste, and stored fat.
Mm-hmm.
So head over there to babymama.online and look for the Bundle Cleanse.
That's right.
Don't forget to use code DS21 to save 20% off your entire purchase.
That's babymama.online.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
Listen. We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now, that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to MyPillow.com, purchase anything on the site, and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to MyPillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at MyPillow.com or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to MyPillow.com.